Looking back at this past week, while Congress is plowing through what they did, along with approval of the Moderna vaccine, with both now Pfizer and the Moderna vaccines getting shipped as thousands die every day from the coronavirus, what was President Trump up to? Well, he's getting the band back together, it looks like. Sidney Powell was once again at the White House 3 times this past week, I believe. Steve Bannon, he's back on board the Trump train, calling for martial law to fight the fraud. When it comes to fraud, Bannon's an expert, by the way. Remember, he was involved with that scam about the privately built southern border wall. I still hear about this mountain of evidence. There are all those ballots from foreign countries that were counted in Georgia as if they were legit. Well, they were, because they were military absentee ballots. Oh, then there's how Trump had massive leads in states like Ohio, but then after midnight, those leads disappeared. No, no scandal or mystery here. States said what they were going to do long before Election Day. First, they counted the machine votes, and then the mail-in votes. And since far more Democrats voted by mail, that's why Trump's leads in those states evaporated. But here's my question. If the fix was in to steal the election for Biden, then why did the fixers leave Biden with the Congress? They'll pretty much handcuff him, given how the party divide is in both the chambers, in the House and the Senate. So we look at Trump's inner circle now shrinking down to, well, there's Crazy Rudy, Sidney Powell, who combined have come up with more conspiracy theories on their own than everyone who has ever studied or talked about the JFK assassination. We have Michael Flynn mention Steve Bannon, and, oh yeah, Pillow Boy, Mike Lindell. They all think that Trump declaring martial law is a great idea. Think about this. Trump could have left the White House next month with a great legacy, a powerful legacy. Showed the way to a strong economy, smaller government, certainly a significant role in Middle East peace, among many other things, but that's now all been overshadowed by his downplaying of the coronavirus and all these insane spewings about the election. Let's not even start on whatever it is that Putin must have on Trump. So, what do you think is next? Well, I think the few remaining Trump loyalists will make the Electoral College certification on January 6th a sideshow. Will be interesting to watch there will be how Vice President Pence deals with that sideshow, since as Senate President he'll be presiding over it. Once all that fails, and then it will, well, what will Trump's options be? Well, the only one I can see is martial law. Now, will he do it? Less options, more likely. My prayer is that there'll still be people around who can get to him to talk him out of it. And absent that, well, we do have the 25th Amendment, which might be the only tool left to, how strange is this to say, protect America from an American president.